Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
From 104.5 The Zone, a complete look at Middle Tennessee prep action. This is High School Sports Saturday with Tate Matthews.
It's Saturday morning. You're listening to High School Sports Saturday. Glad you're with us. A little rainy out there this week. Going to be again today. But the drive-in on the interstates weren't bad. So as you're out and about heading to those games today, leave a little early. Give yourself a little extra time. But at least the interstates, the main roads were fine. So hope everybody stays dry out there. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The lineup, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get into our guest, Dr. Jeremy Qualls, WCS Athletic Director, will be joining us talking about the Region 6 AAA tournaments that went on and are going on at Brentwood right now. Also, Region 6 AA tournaments, both Nolensville boys and girls and Fairview boys represented in that. Then we're going to go to a little Rutherford County basketball. Barry Workman, Blackman boys basketball, will be joining us. And then we're going to finish up wrestling with Wilson Central head coach John Kramer. They got second place in the state tournament last week. His son, Michael, two-time heavyweight champion, undefeated season this year. We'll talk to him about about the season and about Michael's senior year at Wilson Central. Very excited about that. All right, news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. When you're downtown this weekend or anytime during the week, whether it's to watch the Preds, little Tennessee basketball, whatever it is, make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. The six-story, 24-hour restaurant on the corner of 3rd to Mumbroom. You can't miss it. The best views anywhere downtown. Worth going just for that alone. But as we tell you every week, the first floor looks like an old-school diner. They've got coffee, espresso, lattes. They've got the pastry case. The floor is black and white checkerboard tile. Gives you the diner look. Second floor, sports bar thing space, double-sided wall of TVs. If the game is on, it's on there. You can have great food, great appetizers, whatever, while you're watching the game. Then go up to the fourth and fifth floor, stunning fine dining spaces. And get to some traditional favorites there, some local flair as well. Take your significant other there. Sixth floor, seafood floor, oysters, sushi. They've got gumbo. They've got wings for those that don't eat the seafood. Best Oysters Rockefeller in town. So when you're downtown, make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. You will not be disappointed. And as we always tell you, also one of the few places downtown where you can go and have dinner, do whatever, and you don't have a band playing in your background. All right, that's the news brought to you by, that's the dinernashville.com. All right, real quick, TWSAA State Individual Champions wrapped up last week. Here are the ones from mid-state. In AAA, 126, Braden Palmer from Beach. 132, Christian Isabel from Clarksville. 195, Bradley Williams, Clarksville. 220, Skylar Coffey, Brentwood. Only one loss on the entire season. 285, Michael Kramer, Wilson Central. Zero losses. In AAA, 106, Ty Holland, Harpeth. 132, Dylan Becker, Harpeth. 138, Jeffrey Gross, Forrest. 160, Wesley McCoy, Forrest. 170, Nick McClendon, Forrest. Forrest had a big day. 220, Ethan Rainey, White House. 285, Jackson Clevenger, Fairview. And then D2, 285, Thomas Gore, Brentwood Academy. So the Mid-State won all three of the heavyweight classifications. Pretty impressive. Would love to see a wrestle off with those three. So, all right, that's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. And with that, Walker Chevrolet, official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. We've got Mr. WCS Sports Conference himself, Dr. Jeremy Qualls, on the line. Dr. Qualls, good morning.
Good morning, Tate. I was listening to your bit right there with the wrestling. I talked to Skylar Coffey's dad last night at Brentwood, and we were talking about we're going to have a wrestle-off between Skylar and Jackson Clevenger for a plus one, if you will, for a fundraiser for the wrestling programs.
Man, where would you hold it? I think you could raise a lot of money.
I think it would be almost as much as if me and you had a wrestle-off. But yeah, it would bring a whole lot of folks. But he informed me that, you know, they kind of did some work together with Fairview and that they kind of did some wrestling. I don't think it's on tape anywhere, but I would love to know the story behind that.
I would too. And you could sell tickets. Here's what would be great is we could set up the game day set. Those that are familiar with game day, we could set up the game day set and we could do it in a Mean Gene Bobby Heenan role.
That would be phenomenal.
Epic.
Phenomenal. We could bring in Jim Ross. You could bring in a lot of people there. That would be pretty neat. We could do that, have the smoke going, the sparks going, Goldberg-esque, if you will. Yeah, it could work.
All right, let's get to work on that. Well, let's talk about the Region 6 AAA tournament going on at Brentwood. As you always say every year, there's three seasons. There's the before Christmas, there's the district regular season, and then there's the tournament season, which is your favorite time. Region 6 AAA tournament being held at Brentwood this year. The girls took place yesterday, had to bump everything up a little bit, but everything went fine without a hitch, and a great, great day for District 11 AAA in the Region 6 AAA. Let's start off. Ravenwood defeated Hillsboro. I believe that was the first game of the day, 49-41. No surprise here. Jazz Harmon, if you don't know her, you haven't been paying attention, 29 points. They only scored 49. She can play, man. And a little tidbit for you. I don't know if you knew this or not. She's now at 999 points, 1 point away from breaking 1,000. Big game last night.
As soon as the game was over, I was close to her father. I went up, shook his hand, great game. He's like, she's 1 point shy of 1,000. I was like, no way. So I went down there and immediately talked to her because she was not happy. Of course, she had a great performance, but she wasn't happy with her performance from the free throw line. I don't know what her actual stat was, but it was well below 50% from the line. So you got to think you're 1 point shy. And, of course, she is such a great young lady. She was like, I didn't even know I was even close to 1,000. And I just kind of started laughing. I was like, there you go. Because that's not her concern. Her concern is let's get a win and survive in advance. You know, and she played really good. But what you don't see in that stat line is the way she plays defense, too. She came up with a lot of key blocks. Just tough to, you know, she's a tough assignment, obviously, for anybody to defend. She brings so much to the table. Lexi Erickson had a really good job yesterday at the point guard. She faced a lot of athleticism at that point guard spot, defending her. She handled the ball well, and they all withstood the little run that Hillsboro did at the very end. I'll tell you something else, too, Tate. We had a really good day of basketball at Brentwood yesterday because I was shocked at the amount of people. We had some really great crowds and atmospheres.
Well, that's good. And it helps when you have, obviously, three from right there on the same. When you count Ravenwood, Brentwood, and Page, 15 miles maybe from Brentwood to Page? They're all right there together. And then you know Dixon's going to bring a crowd. But that is good. And with the weather, I'm glad everybody turned out. But Brentwood then defeated Antioch 63-44. Amelia Osgood, 25 points. So another big performance. By the way, back to Jazz real quick. So she has one more game at least, right? What are the odds of her not scoring at least 1 point in that next game?
Zero.
Okay. So Brentwood defeated Antioch 63-44. Amelia Osgood, 25 points. Big win for Brentwood. What does that mean? We got a Battle of the Woods 3. That one's going to be a fun one again.
Yeah, Amelia Osgood, can't say enough. And you fail to forget when you're watching her play, she is a sophomore. You take her with the Trutial Twins right now. They're playing really, really good basketball. I don't want to discount Ravenwood and what's going on, but I have to say, if Vegas had a line on this, that they would definitely be the favorites in this Battle of the Woods part three. Matter of fact, I say the early line right now is they're going to have a very good opportunity to potentially win this region. I mean, it's going to be something coming down the stretch here. But yes, Coach Miles Thrash, his group playing really good basketball.
Then you go to the third game of the day. I believe it was third. Dixon County defeated McGavick 74-49. McGavick was the district region 11 district 11 AAA tournament champions. Page got upset by Brentwood in that. We'll talk about that in a second. But Dixon County wins 74-49. No surprise there. Very strong performance from them, which caps off with Page defeating Cane Ridge 70-28. Now, Page, what, two losses on the season, I think, maybe three. I think the Dixon County one. They split during the season. This will put Page versus Dixon County. Again, Brentwood defeated Page in the district tournament, hit, what, 77% from three-point line?
That's correct.
Okay. Unheard of. Anyways, doesn't matter. Page last night against a Cane Ridge team that I know you really respect, that program, and especially their coach, Joanne Tribue. That's a good program, 70-28. Last night, Lily Wilkin, little sister, 20. Faith Wilkin, 12. Delaney No, 13. And Mackenzie Cochran, who's a freshman, 15. I think Page is back to playing top-notch basketball.
Love Coach Tribue. Have the utmost respect for her and Cane Ridge Athletics, Cane Ridge High School, Coach Marlon Sims. I mean, I can't say enough about those folks. But what unfortunate for her is that they ran into a buzzsaw that had a point to prove, and they proved the step one last night, if you will. They were not happy with the fact that they got beaten up and quote-unquote upset in the district. Now they've got to face Dixon County. You better, if you're going to come to this game Monday night, you better get there early, because this could be an opening round of the state tournament style game between these two teams. And Coach Brock's team is, man, they're such a good team to watch. Very unselfish. They move the ball sideline to sideline against the zone, if you will. Extra pass, as good as any boys team, as good as any team you'll see. And very unselfish, as he just went across that box score there, and it shows. Dixon County Coach Erin Well, can't say enough about what she's done in her first year's coaching over there with Pervine and that group. Man, they're a good team to watch, too. I thought that everybody kind of did not play probably up to what you would think they would play yesterday, with the exception of Paige. I don't know if they're looking forward to the next game. You know, you hate to say that, or it's just one of those days. It was nasty, raining. Everybody's off their schedules, come in, didn't play the best basketball, but you can rest sure Monday, it will be on point.
Running and gunning. You're right. They are. If you want to see that Page-Dixon game, you better get there early, because that gym's going to fill up. But kind of hard to believe, and that's what's crazy about in the district tournament when those things happen. Most people had Page, you know, going to the championship game, you would think, but kind of hard to believe that those two are going to meet in the semis. Dixon County really playing well, but I think Page is without a doubt a state tournament team, barring anything crazy.
I have to agree with you. I mean, until somebody proves otherwise, I mean, you're looking at I just hate that this game has to happen right here, because I think both teams are such they're state tournament quality teams. Somebody's got to go home. And this, we talk about this all the time. This is my favorite. This is the opening weekend of March Madness for me. The semifinal round of the regional. I don't know that it gets any better than this, man. You got kids playing for sub-state sectional berth. It's a do or die game. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And this one's, it's a close game. So close, it's going to be hard to call. But if Page plays like they are capable of, I think they have to be the favorites going to this game.
All right, let's come back. We'll talk Nolensville girls defeating Creekwood, and then we'll get into the boys tournament. We'll be right back with Dr. Jeremy Qualls, WCS Sports Conference. Before we go, Gateway Tire, 1021 West McEwen Drive, home of the Yokohama Tires. And on days like today, weeks like today, there is a very good peace of mind when you know you have a good set of tires, a great set of tires on your car, truck, SUV, whatever. And the Yokohama Tires are the way to go. go in there and see Garth and the boys. They'll take care of you. Customer service is their number one thing. You can drop it off, go to the mall, whatever. So 1021 West McEwen Drive, Gateway Tire. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Gateway Tire is the official, not Gateway Tire, excuse me, Walker Chevrolet. Gateway Tire is a big sponsor, too. Walker Chevrolet is the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference, and we're back with Jeremy Qualls, WCS Athletic Director. Jeremy, closing out girls, Nolensville. It's amazing what Nolensville's done in just their third year, but Nolensville defeated Creekwood last night in Region 6.
Hickman County
in Region 6 AA to set up a match with Creekwood. But they defeated them last night 61-33. Grace Baird, Parker Leftwich, 19 points apiece. Sydney McCullen, 12 points and 10 rebounds. We've talked a lot about Zoe Piller not being there with them for the rest of the season. What a blow that has been. But this team keeps on winning, keeps getting better. Now, they got a tough, tough game Monday with Creekwood, but Nolensville, I think, they again, what they're doing this season in women's basketball, especially with the injuries, just a huge win last night.
Absolutely. I got to start. I got to give a little shout-out to my Hickman County Lady Dogs, getting into the region tournament. It's been a long time since they've been there. Coach Tommy Stanley took that young team, got in there, it was a goal of theirs. I knew they had a tall task with Nolensville. Nolensville, obviously, you know, we've talked about it weekly. Tate, where are they going to be? Zoe's out. What's going to happen? We knew that you could almost just chalk them in for certain with Zoe Piller on that team of being into the glass house come state tournament time. However, she's out now of the season-ending injury. So what do? They keep winning. They find somebody else to step up. They've got 2, 3, even 4 some nights double digits. You can't say enough about Coach Chris Ladd and his group. Did you happen to see the highlights on how Creekwood advanced last night?
Yes, I did. Houston Thiel videoed it. Kreger got permission to repost it. It looked a lot like the play and the shot where Franklin beat Brentwood, Lady Bruins at Brentwood earlier in the year. But yes, it was very neat.
Well, I don't know that it was drawn up that way. Of course, if I'm the coach, I mean, absolutely that's the way we drew it up. But you can see the young lady throwing the ball in bounds as the play is busted to kind of give her, hey, go back the other way. She goes back the other way. But I'm just telling you, a high school guy would have a hard enough time making the shot. This girl, I don't know who made the shot. I don't know the young lady's name. But to get her feet set to catch that ball, go up all in one smooth motion to make that shot, hats off to her. But the Nolensville Lady Knights, man, keep rolling. Don't expect them to hang up in this game. I expect them to win this game, get themselves in a sub-state sectional berth into the regional championship. It's what a job, man. What a job Chris Ladd has done. Those Lady Knights have earned everything they've gotten. Hey, they got the monkey off the back with the Big East Nashville win. You never know what happens if they get themselves in the sub-state sectional.
It was Reagan Hole, I think. I hope I'm saying that right, but credit to Houston.
Great shot.
That's right. And as a coach, you should know. The play worked. That's the way you drew it up. All right. Chris Ladd, Nolensville Lady Knights, 23 wins on the season. I don't think they're done, but 23 wins in the season. Pretty impressive. All right, let's go to the boys. Region 6 AAA tournament going on starting today. Now, for those that haven't seen, the start times have moved up. So if you were planning on going to these games, you need to, I guess, what, check your Twitter, WCS.
COJQ.
COJQ. You'll see them there. But everything's moved up. I guess it's kind of, I don't know. You know, there's so many good matchups here. I guess we'll start with your number one and go down. Now, this game will be at 3 o'clock, but number one Franklin, 24-6 versus number four McGavick, 19-6. Kind of what happened with Page on the girls' side happened over in this Metro League. There were some upsets. I don't think McGavick's the fourth best team in that district. Franklin's got a tough task today. Now, Franklin's a really good team, but I think this is a really good game, Franklin versus McGavick at 3.
Well, if you've got $7 to spare, this could quite possibly be the best $7 you'll spend. You've got 4 outstanding games today, starting at noon, like you mentioned, all at Brentwood High School. But you start with this game. Okay, so as they came into this tournament, they flipped. If you go by the chalk, 1 through 4 regular season, 1 and 2 actually came out 3 and 4, and 3 and 4 came out 1 and 2. So now you've got our side that went by the chalk, if you will, 1 through 4. You know, you've got it flipped. You could easily go 11 AAA could easily go 0-4 today, or they could go 4-0. Who knows what's fixing to happen? But you start with this Franklin McGavick game. McGavick's got a young man, a guard, that is a really, really good player. You have to think if McGavick plays straight man-to-man, I think it plays into Franklin's hands. I really do. I think the inside presence of Big Curl, Matt Thurman, and Ashari Haynesworth, I think it plays into their hands. If they go zone, you've got two shooters out there that can fill it up. I don't know. I have not seen McGavick play, but the athleticism could throw Franklin a little bit of a wrench. It's going to be one of those games, man. I cannot wait. It's going to be must-see TV.
Yeah, it is. And for those, if you're in 11 AAA, or if you've or when Williams County or whatever, if you know about him, but if you have not seen Reese Glover for Franklin play yet, you need to make it a point during this postseason. I'd probably do it today if I could, to go watch him play. But if he, this game gets to going up and down and fast pace, and he's on, he's hitting, you're looking at a 30-point game easy. And fun to watch, brother. You're right, though. It's going to be a good game. Then you go to number two, Brentwood, 23-7. And like you said, who do you get? 20-win number three, Cane Ridge. Not the way they thought that was going to happen. That's going to be another good game. That one will be at 1:30. But Brentwood, probably the longest of all the 11 AAA teams. Ben Mills, probably going to need to have a good game by him on the glass and on the defensive end. But a tough matchup for Brentwood.
Yeah, I think this is the toughest match for 11 AAA. I'm going to say something real quick, go back to the Franklin game. You're talking about Reese Glover, 2,000-point career scorer. This guy, he was averaging 28 through the season. Drew, for the last 10 games, probably drew some kind of crazy scheme of a box in one, diamond in one, fill in the blank in two. It really dropped his average down a whole lot. He's now averaging 25 a game. So, I say that tongue-in-cheek because this young man can flat-filled up competitor. We'll put them on their back and try not to let them win at any cost. Now, the Brentwood game, these games are all about matchups. The Cane Ridge-Brentwood game, if you look at it on paper, you're sitting there thinking, good grief, what a matchup. I think that Cole Massey is a huge linchpin in this game. Him and Harry Lackey for Brentwood. Obviously, Harry having a good season, averaging in double digits. He's going to need a 15-plus point game. Cole Massey's going to need to shoot really well from the field. He's a 6'4 guy out on the wing, shooting the ball really well. Preston Moore cannot be able, he cannot turn the ball over. He's got to play within his means, facilitate the game, take care of the ball, play pretty good defense. But Ben Mills, you mentioned him, double-double machine. He has got to stay out of foul trouble. If he stays out of foul trouble, I feel like Brentwood will or can win this game. It's going to be extremely close, man. This is going to be one of those nail-biting games that come down potentially to the last possession.
The grand finale of the day, your number three, Summit, 12-12 versus Overton. Number two, Overton, 13-17. That one will be at 4:30. Now, 12-12. God, man, what's a 12-12 team doing in there, right? Don't be fooled by the record. Summit all year long, which, credit to Coach Goodwin. This has probably been the most, as far as trying his patience, season he's ever had. He starts 3 freshmen, 2 sophomores, and they're playing really, really well now. I don't think Overton will, but I kind of hope they do. If they look at that 12-12 record, they read into that, they're in for a big surprise today.
Well, you're exactly right. When you say trying season, I kind of laugh at that because you think back at some of the seasons he's had in the past. I would love to have a trying season like he's had this year. You know why? Because you look down, on the court, and you have to smile and say, "I've got a freshman, a sophomore, and a sophomore out there." So, yeah, it could be trying, but you know what? You're thinking, everybody better get your licks in because I'm coming for you in the next 3 years. This team got the best draw, I think, of the entire tournament. I think Summit wins this game.
I do, too.
I really do. People are thinking, no way, Overton's going to beat them. Overton's really good. They play, I'm telling you right now, Destin, Keaton, Wade, watch these guys. If you had not had an opportunity to see them play, you've got 4 years to do so. These guys are really good basketball players, just great athletes, great kids in general. You're going to get a chance to see them on the football field in the future, basketball court. Tristan Conger should be in eighth grade. He's great. He's running the point guard right now as a very young freshman with Kanata Wirtz. Man, this team is going to be awesome. They're ahead of the curve, man. You needed to get into the region tournament. Why? Give these young guys a taste. Give them a taste of what it's about. Make them be thirsty. They're playing on house money. They have zero to lose. Summit wins this game.
Yeah, and it gave them more games. It gives them another week of at least of practice. And we're talking about freshmen and sophomores. It's huge. All right, the first game of today, number 4 Ravenwood, 11-15 versus number 1 Hillsboro, 16-7. Ravenwood upset Centennial in the district tournament, playing really well towards the end of the season. It's very simple. This game needs to stay under 50 points, right? And Ravenwood's going to have to limit turnovers. They're going to have to play really good defense and keep it under 50. They do that, they got a really good chance to move on.
Finish my sentence for me. First
40.
And how many less turnovers?
15.
That is the recipe for success. This game is all, we talked about matchups. Once again, I feel like this is a great draw for Coach Patrick Whitlock and the Ravenwood Raptors. Can't say enough about Coach P. Woody, the job that he's done to get himself to this position. People have written them off all year long. They're just kind of just one of those guys that just hang on your back. They hang there. Next thing you know, you're out, they're in, and you're like, how did that even happen? Chase Siebert has had great district tournament. He's going to need a really good game tonight. Sterling Craig has played a really good district tournament for those guys, big in the middle. But I think Rodney Sweet, can't say enough about him, too. He does a great job with the Hillsboro guys. For them to get in the, you know, in the district tournament and to win it, great job by them. But I think this matchup works. I think this matchup works because the way Rodney Sweet and their play at Hillsboro, the way they do things, they like a half court style game, and they like, you know, that matches up for what Ravenwood wants to do, keep it low and ugly. Now I say that, and they may come out and go for 100 points tonight, but I just think this matchup works as good as possible for Ravenwood.
Okay, real quick, we got all that going on. Then we've got the Region 6 AA tournament going on. Number 1 Fairview, 28-2, 14 in a row. Seriously, I know we've said this about all of them, but it's true. You need to get out and watch Fairview play. They have Central Magnet, 18-11. No disrespect to Central Magnet. I think Fairview rolls. I mean, they're probably – all those teams you just talked about, they're the deepest team in all of WCS. And then number 1, Nolensville, 18-10 versus Creekwoods. I think I saw this right, 6-21. Matchup problem. I think we're going to see Fairview-Nolensville. That will be a packed gym.
I hope so. Listen, it makes me a little leery. I'll tell you why. You look at overall, and I've seen all these teams play. I have not seen Central Magnet, by the way. So you look at the 11AA, the 12AA group. I think if you take the top few teams from 12AA, it may be a little stronger than 11AA. I'm not trying to dismiss what's happened out there. So I think that I'm saying all that to say that I think Fairview has a little tougher road to get there. Not that they can't. I think they do get there. I think their road to get there is a little more difficult because you've got Marshall County and KJ Johnson there that can potentially be that second round matchup. But I think you're exactly right. I think they get there, and man, oh man, what a game that's going to be. Nolensville, Fairview, everybody's waiting to see that game for the region championship over there. Let's not get ahead of the curve quite yet, but you know, 28-2, Trey McCoy's group with Trent Turner, DJ Estes, Bill Eads, all that group, you know, they have played tremendous basketball.
Jeremy, it's going to be fun, brother. Have a good time. I'm assuming you'll be out at Brentwood with all those teams there. So have a good time. Again, start time moved up till 12. Good luck to all the teams. Let's come back next week and finish this up. Go ahead.
On that AA side, all those games have been pushed back to Monday.
So now you can come watch the Region 6 AAA.
Well, they're satellite first round, so I mean, I need about four clones of me, but it's all good. I love it. This is the probably overall most success that we've had up to this point in basketball. Let's just hope today that the 11 AAA group survives and advances.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Dave.
Jeremy Qualls, WCS Athletic Director of the Region 6 AAA tournament going on today. Like you said, if you got an extra $7, money well spent. Get out there to Brentwood. The games start at 12. Tournament X, it's 2019. We're almost finished with February, but it's not too late to remember. There's three inspections you need to schedule for 2019 if you do nothing else. The crawl space, should have already done it with all this rain. You're really going to wish you had done it, and you need to get on it now. Termites, mosquitoes, every inspection is free. If you don't need any work, you're out nothing. Robert Boyer and his crew in the Cool Springs office, they're next to us. We know them. They do everything first class. All you have to do is call 800-TERMINX. If you can hear this show, then you're in their service area. So get those free inspections scheduled by calling 800-TERMINX, not in my house. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. When you're out and about today with the family, if you're in Hermitage, Murfreesboro, two locations in Murfreesboro, Medical Center and also Memorial, get into Penn Station East Coast Subs. One, it's the best sub sandwich in town. Two, they're the biggest supporters of high school athletics in that area, anybody around, especially in those areas. The Penn Station East Coast Subs Athlete of the Year scholarship back again. You can nominate that deserving male or female athlete at psathlete.com. Need to do it soon. Getting ready to name the winners, and then we'll be moving on to spring. But somebody's going to get that scholarship. You need to get in there and nominate that person. Penn Station East Coast Subs. From one Hickman County legend to another, we've got Coach Barry Wertman on the line of the Blackman Blaze boys basketball team. B. Wert, good morning.
Morning, Tate.
Well, it's that time of year, buddy. Tournament season. This is kind of what guys like you and especially the Blackman Blaze program live for. You love tournament time. I got a big game. You're in the region tournament. Got a game tomorrow night against Columbia at 7 o'clock. Region 4 AAA quarterfinals. Give us the scouting report of tomorrow night's game.
Well, absolutely. Tate, first Columbia Central. Actually, that game has been moved to Sunday. Tate, our girls are in our region are all going to play at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and our boys across our region are going to play at 6. So that's been moved, obviously, for weather reasons, to 6 o'clock for safety reasons. But with that said, we play a really good Columbia Central team. Been really impressed. Haven't got to practice but once in 4 days, and we'll go and we'll practice tomorrow. So it'll be a unique situation for our kids and our team. I don't think in 29 years I've ever had that situation, but that's the cards we're dealt. So we'll sort of go in there playing a little different in regards to preparation than in the past. But Coach Campbell at Columbia, his first year there, he's got a really good group of kids that can shoot the basketball. They shoot it from three at every spot. They've got a senior point guard that started for 4 years, the Brown kid that I watched the last five games. He's turned it over one time in five games. I'm guessing he's about 6'2", 195, big-time high school football and basketball player, going to play college football and basketball. And he makes them go. Just really makes him go and score it for himself. And what he really does is make other guys better at every spot. They just shoot it. So they're a matchup nightmare. They chase balls down and shoot a lot of threes and chase them down and compete at a really high level. And again, I think Coach Campbell has brought that team along about as well as any team I've seen. No doubt in my mind, they're one of the top teams in Middle Tennessee. Getting into late February, he's really grown that team, and they're playing with a lot of confidence. So we'll have our hands full on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's a job I think you would say that, always got guys around the mid-state, you've always had your eye on that one. And when they've got a plan and they've got the right people in there, that's always going to be a good basketball job. They got athletes, and so if you're doing things the right way, you're going to run into a very good team, which obviously with them hosting, they were, I believe they won that district, didn't they?
Well, they finished second, but like I say, no doubt in my mind, in late February. They're the best team in that league. They sort of handled the district semifinals and championship game of that tournament, handled it quite well. And back to what you were saying, I grew up in down here 30-some years now, and Columbia is probably the best, if not the best, one of the best basketball towns in Middle Tennessee. Produced a lot of great players, and I know that their host, Nick, told me it's one of the, I forget the exact, that how long it's been, they've hosted a region tournament game. So with the well that team is playing and the spirit they play with, I know that's going to be a fun game for our kids and for their kids on Sunday, and I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere.
Well, as the season's gone on for the Blaze, you know, the three things, you know, Jordan Burchfield, he's averaging 10 points per game. Jalen Page, 11 points per game. Jalen Staten, 10 points per game. Going to need all, 31 of those points tomorrow night if you want to keep on moving on, right? But that's kind of what y'all have always been about. You're always going to play tough defense, rebound. You've had some guys that can put up 30 points, but usually if you've watched the success of the Blaze since you've been there, you've always got about three or four guys right around, you know, that 10, 12-point range, going to play good defense. I noticed the thing that jumped out to me. You mentioned Jordan Burchfield, 9 charges. I know you well enough to know you're prouder of that than you are those 10 points per game.
Yeah, he's a unique young man. I signed with Trevecca in the early signing period. Going through probably the challenge of the year. We've had some kids over the years go through some challenging things, the injuries. But I think he practiced 4 times, Tate, in our preseason with a severe back injury. Got back, played 3 or 4 games, missed 10 with a severe ankle sprain with ligament damage. Fought through that as best he could. Came back in January, and now is re-injured again and missed our tournament. One of our district tournament games, and we've been rehabbing him around the clock best we can without not being able to have our hands on him in practice, but on the phone with him and his parents and working hard in regards to his rehab. So there'll be a game time decision on Sunday, but man, he's sort of had to play him out of position. So there's been a lot of challenges to his year, and for him to fight, I think that'll be a legacy that will lead past in our program, well past his play. He's had a really nice year. He really has. And you're right. And he's a really competitive on-ball defender and can score at all 3 levels. So he brings some things to our team that not only helps, it makes other guys better. And then Jalen Page has been amazing. He's just a young man that had we had a veteran team the last 2 years, so as a junior, he's getting his first really opportunity to play, and he just gotten better and better as all district player, and got to compete at a high level and can score the ball and rebound the ball, and he defends 1 through 5, so he's a unique defensive player. And then Jalen Staten is a young man that no doubt the most improved player we've had in our program in the past 6, 7, 8 years. Just really has developed his game and worked extremely hard. He gives us an inside presence around the goal to score balls. So all 3 of them are a big part of what we do.
Well, Coach, it's going to be fun. I wonder how much do you talk about, 6 state tournament appearances, 1 state championship in there since 11, 12. You know, the thing, all these guys have been on teams that, have been there. So they know what it looks like. They know what to expect. And how much does that play into – again, this is what's funny. What you've won 18 games, not as many. You're usually not in this place in the region tournament. Doesn't matter. We want to be in there. You're usually not on the road. But I mean, how much do you think these guys can rely on that? They've been there. They know what it's supposed to look like, and they know what is expected.
Well, you always hope your culture counts for something, and what the program means to guys. We have a lot of former players come back and are either at practice or games and in the locker room and before games and around at Christmas time and around in the preseason. So you like to think you get a little return on that investment with the culture of your program. But Team 19, this year's team, has had its own identity. And what I like most, Tate, really, is our guys aren't real happy. We've lost 6 games to 3 teams. And had to lead in 4-6, two of them in the district semifinal game and the last regular season game is over. I had to leave with less than, 232 and 238 to go, and credit great plays from the opponents to make plays. But, some people look at that. Some kids look at that as, hey, man, we're gaining or getting better. But not a real happy place to be right now in our basketball program, our kids. And we sort of like that. We're not a real happy bunch and not having a ton of fun right now. So we'll, you got to look at that one of two ways. And we're as a program, we're sort of pleased with that. So hopefully we can go down to Columbia Sunday and play one of our best basketball games against a really good team and a unique team that poses all kinds of problems and maybe have an opportunity to get this thing corrected or turned around, if you will.
Coach, good luck tomorrow. Safe travels. I know the Blaze will be ready to play. We'll talk to you later on come tournament time, brother.
Okay, Tater. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Have a great day. Coach Barry Wertman, Blackman Blaze. We'll be right back with John Kramer, Wilson Central Wrestling, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Looking to get in shape for 2019? Mandu is the place to go. Go to mandu.com, MANDUU.com. EMS training. I promise you, it's like nothing you've ever done. All you have to do is get in there and try it. Your first session is free. That's how confident they are in it. It is 15 minutes, a 15-minute workout. That's all it is. It's the equivalent of 6 to 8 hours of strength training in the gym. You can only get 65% muscle penetration on your own, up to 95% with Mandu. It's for all fitness levels, all age levels, all body types. I went the other day with my wife. She embarrassed me, but that's okay. It was just the two of us in there. It's for everybody. And I promise you, it will total body workout. All you got to do is go to mandu.com to schedule that appointment. They've got locations in Green Hills, West End, Brentwood, Cool Springs. No excuse. You can get in there. Mandu.com. We got Coach John Kramer, Wilson Central Wrestling on the line. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I apologize. We're running late. If we can't get to all of it, which we probably won't, we will come back because I think this is I think it's one of the stories of the year. But what a great year this year for Wilson Central. Third place in team duels, second place in last week's individual state tournament as a team. 8 wrestlers finished in the top 8 of the tournament. 10 years ago, I don't even know if we even got anybody in the tournament, did we, Coach? This program has skyrocketed, and it's not a team anymore. It is a total program.
No, we didn't even make state duels till 2011. I came down in 2008 from Michigan, and I told the principal in the fourth year, we'll turn the corner. In the fourth year, we made it first trip to state duels, and after that, it's been a great ride.
It has been a great ride. Your son, Michael, first place this year at heavyweight, 285. I guess we call it 285 now. So right. that gave him back-to-back state champions. He was a champion last year at 285 as a junior. This year, 64-0. Only one match went the distance, made it out of 3 2-minute periods. I know he's your son, but and so you don't want to be that guy. But I mean, has there in memory? I can't remember a more dominant season than that. I mean, that's unbelievable. What a special talent he is.
Yeah, he's probably the most dominating wrestler I've ever coached, and I've coached some really good ones. But you're talking. That one match, you made it out of the first period.
By the way, do you remember who that was?
Remember who was?
The young man that made it out of the made it out.
Yes, I remember his name, but he was the wrestler Benefield from Cleveland.
Yeah, kudos to him.
Yes, he's the only one that made it out of the first period.
So here's what I've always wondered: when you have guys like that. How do you practice? He's 285 pounds or close to it, whatever. And the thing that when you hear other coaches, and I've seen him, the thing that's so impressive, he's been wrestling since he's 4. Obviously, his father's a coach. He grew up in the sport, but He's, you know, you got a guy that big who can shoot, can wrestle like a 160 pounder. But how do you practice with guys like that?
Well, we had to be creative. There were times that he wrestled with some of the Cumberland University heavyweights, the MTSU heavyweight, and my assistant coach, Coach Ham, Ken Hammonds, was basically his wrestling partner. Because he was just so much bigger than anybody in the wrestling room.
Right. And skill-wise and experience-wise, more than that, too. I wonder, you mentioned that he had early on in the season as a junior was the last time he lost, and then a sophomore, he was runner-up. Was that to right. the Boykin kid?
Yes.
Okay, so sophomore, he ran in, was runner-up. To a young man who I don't know if he's still there, but went out to the Olympic training facility to wrestle with mm-hmm. that team program. So, man, wouldn't we love to see a senior Nick Boykin against senior Michael Kramer match? That'd be great.
Oh, that would be a wonderful match. You know, they're both, I think, two of the best heavyweights to come through Tennessee in the longest time.
Yeah, without a doubt. 208 career pins, national champion, multi-time All-American, going on to college to wrestle. What a career there. Had to have been fun to watch. Again, you know, you're his coach, but also his dad. But to be able to get a front row seat for all of that, that's a really neat deal, man. Great story.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been great. I mean, for the last 8 years, I've had a son on the team. So it's, he said it's been front row seat for both of them the whole time.
Well, Coach, as I said, I apologize. We got behind. Here's what I'd like to do if you're good with it, because I want to talk about, like you mentioned, 2011, you know, you weren't even in the duels. I'd like to talk. Do you have time to come back next week? And I want to talk about building a wrestling program the way y'all built it. You good with that?
I sure do. Yeah, that's great.
All right, book it. We'll do it next week, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Have a great day. That's Coach John Kramer with Wilson Central Wrestling. Again, Michael, heavyweight, 64 wins. As he mentioned, one guy made it out of the first period. That's unheard of. Probably won't happen again. That's it for today. Go see some games today. Up next, Forklift Systems football Saturday with the coach. We'll talk to you next weekend.